You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Hello, everybody. Bing is for Julian, and we're here doing another after show for E's Keeping Up with the Kardashians Season 8, Episode 8, the first in the three parts of the Grease trip. This one's called Grease is the Word, as you can hear. Got a little throwback song going on. Keaton and I both did Grease in high school, so we appreciate this.
He was Duty, I was Frenchie. It was like, this was meant to be.
I'm Jason Eichler.
And my name is Keaton Markey.
Danica is out today. She's a little exhausted, but she'll be back in the studio with us next week. But we've got a lot to cover this episode. I feel like there was like 18 storylines going on.
There was a lot. And I felt like we were going to go to Grease so much earlier, but yeah, we didn't go to Grease until like the last end. 10 minutes.
And then it's like ends on a cliffhanger, so now we really need to see next week. But usually it's like so clear cut and there's like three storylines.
It makes it easier.
There's like
for us.
5 to 6 tonight. But we gotta start off talking about Kim's divorce. Obviously we know she's been divorced, but it was kinda cool to just see how excited she was when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so we start out and where is it? Oh, so Kim has this mandatory court date with Chris. And we find out that he is accepting the settlement, finally, because the big argument was he wanted it to be annulled, like they weren't married. And I think, I'm assuming if it's a settlement, she paid him off.
Yeah, that's what I assume, too. I think she was just, I mean, I'm so glad that she finally just got it done with. And it was, what I thought was most interesting about the whole divorce storyline is her, how adamant she was about talking to him on the phone.
I think that's, because she said that in the past episodes, too, that, which I agree is, if they actually had a conversation, things would go smoother. Because you know when you don't, when you're mad at someone and you don't see them, it's so much bigger that you almost forget that they're a person.
Yeah, you don't talk about it, so you haven't, you don't understand.
And so, like,
what's
it's all
mind.
In your head building up. And I do think if they did talk, he would be like, okay, our marriage wasn't a sham. This is still the girl. Yes, things didn't work out, but it would put a little more human perspective into it.
And she even said, she was like, I wish I would have done it a different way. Like, I wish I would have, like, filed for divorce.
But, like, in her defense, too, it's not like there's, like, a chapter outline you follow through when it comes to marriage or divorce. You know what I mean? It's like, when you're getting divorced, this is the right thing to do.
I mean, there is kind of a what not to do, and what not to do is get a divorce after 72 days. But, you know.
See, I mean, valid. But at the same time, it's like, if she knew at that time, I mean, she probably shouldn't have married him in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, why, if you know it's not going to work, what's the point of elongating it and being stuck in a marriage that,
no,
you know what I mean, isn't going to work?
You have to agree. Yeah, no, I agree about that. And he was being, and Kim and Courtney take New York. Gosh, they just made Chris look like
an absolute douche. Which I think he kind of was, though, because I think, which is kind of funny, because his whole argument, which this is all past things in the past, I'm sure we've hashed this out multiple times on this show.
Yes, we have.
But his whole argument was that, like, she did it for fame, and it's like, she was already super famous when you got together. If anybody needed the fame, it was you, Chris Humphries.
Yeah.
And I guess he was an NBA player, but he wasn't, like, a household name.
No, tweet us.
Yeah.
Comment. Tell us what you think.
Yeah. So they're not sure if the judge is actually going to sign off on the divorce. And Chris is a little bit worried about it. And she's talking to Chloe about it. And then Kim calls and she's like, I'm finally divorced. And it's kind of weird to see people celebrating that much for a divorce. But you're very happy for her because we've been seeing her for like the past 3 seasons struggle to get out of this marriage. The divorce process was over 2 years.
Yeah. And no, I mean, it was weird for me though that she called her mom first.
Yeah.
Because we heard a little mention of Kanye. She's like, I haven't called Ye yet.
Do you think she called Kanye first and they just didn't show it because he doesn't want to be on the show?
Maybe.
Maybe he's in Paris, too, so I don't know what the time is.
The time difference might be weird. Yeah. I mean, it's probably easiest. I mean, she was like, did Kanye go to the wedding?
I don't remember.
I've always wondered that.
If Kanye went to the wedding. Because there was a lot of celebrity guests. That would be interesting.
There was a ton of them.
Yeah, I don't know. That's very interesting.
I'll have to go back and look at the tapes.
And rewatch. Well, I wonder, too, I wonder what the conversation about that is with Kim and Kanye, because obviously he's got to have a little bit of a weird vibe toward the whole thing, right?
Oh, I'm sure. Kanye's so confident. He probably just said, psh.
Get him out of here?
Oh, nothing. Okay. Probably didn't even faze him, and didn't probably even faze him when he was courting her. He impregnated her, obviously.
Well, and I think this show, too, has made Chris Humphries look like even more of an asshole, mm-hmm. because we see how pregnant she is, and she's struggling with all of this, and he won't give her a divorce. It's like, come on, homeboy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm so happy for her that that's done.
It is nice.
And even at Court's surprise birthday, which we're going to get into next, she's just so ecstatic, and the family's so happy for her, because it's, like, stressful, and that can't be healthy when you're pregnant.
No, not at all. And good for Kim that she announced it before Courtney got there. I mean, because a lot of the time, the spotlight is on Kim, and especially yep. We saw a little bit last week with Courtney getting a little jealous, but good for Kim being like, you know what, I don't want to take this day away from Courtney, but before she gets here, I just want to tell you guys all, I got a divorce, yay for me, now let's focus on Courtney.
I feel like the baby has kind of really grounded her
mm-hmm.
and brought her back to life, because she is larger than life. Everywhere she goes, there's 20 paparazzi, and she's on the cover of every magazine. And so I think when you're caught up in that world, you almost need something like that to keep you grounded. And I feel like the baby has. And I've actually read, this is a little bit of news and gossip getting into early, but since she's had the baby too, somebody said like she hasn't done her hair or put on makeup since the baby's been born. Like she's taking motherhood very seriously.
Good.
Which is good to hear.
That is really good to hear. You go, Kim.
Yeah, because I mean, her life is so glamorous that it's nice to see her back, I don't know, knocked back down
there. I'm sure she's kind of glad to take a break.
Like, honestly, she's one been, of like, those people who never stopped so
working.
Hard
yeah.
for the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Ever no since the tape came out.
I know. Good for her. She worked that. You get it. Before we talk about Courtney's birthday, though, we want to remind everybody to go to SerialBuddies.com. And there are links to download Serial Buddies on Amazon and iTunes. And it's like $4 or $5. And it's a serial killer comedy. And it's got Maria Menounos is in it, Beth Barris from Two Broke Girls, Kathy Lee Gifford, Artie Lang, a slew of celebrities. And all of the money goes back into AfterBuzz so we can continue to give you these podcasts for free.
Yay!
So please go to SerialBuddies.com and you won't regret it.
No, it's a great movie.
Hilarious. So let's talk about Court's birthday. Scott and Chloe are trying to plan this big surprise, and I knew from the second they started to plan it that Courtney was going to be difficult.
Because she's
always
been
difficult. So difficult lately.
I don't think she's been happy this whole season.
Uh-uh.
Except when she had the dildo strapped to her. But she was still doing that because she was angry.
Well, I feel like she's only happy if she's, like, plotting against somebody. But if somebody's trying to do something nice for her, I just spit all over, by the way. If somebody's trying to do something nice for her, she, like, does not make it easy at all.
Mm-mm.
And so Scott wants to take her to Tony's in Malibu, her favorite restaurant. And so when he brings it up, she's like, it's my favorite restaurant, but I don't really know if I want to go.
Because it's Greek food and they're planning this trip to go to Greece. Are you kidding me? It's Greek food. Just get pumped.
And if it's your favorite restaurant on your birthday, that's where you should eat. Duh.
Okay, duh. Come on, Courtney, get with it.
So he finally convinces her that they're going to go to Tony's, and then she doesn't get ready in time, which I knew that would happen too. Kind of obvious.
Yeah.
And so the family's waiting at the restaurant, and it's hilarious when Chris calls him. She's like,
he's
Chloe's bitching that he's not there. And yeah, Chris is like, what a douche.
Lay off the Lord. Like, I love, we love Lord Disick in this house. Like,
I know.
We could
the
have
only
him on
person
the
that's okay to hate Scott is Chloe, because that's just funny. But sometimes.
Because well, they've been through it. Like,
yeah.
they truly, truly hated each other.
And they hashed
and now
it
they,
out.
And now they sort of have a stronger relationship because of it.
But I think Chloe will always kind of have a little bit of hatred towards Scott.
She just keeps him in check.
Yeah, I like that.
And she's like the one person who
sometimes
Scott
listens to. Sometimes I feel like Chris tries to be too cool with Chloe, and that's like her way of like bonding with Chloe is to like bitch about other people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
So that's why she's like
everybody has those friends in like high school and stuff that they just
like her personality changes when she's with Chloe. Yeah. It's kind of true.
But I don't know. It was so kind of cute seeing Scott in like the house, like just trying. You could tell because there's a lot of pressure. You have the whole family waiting on you, and everyone expects Scott to fail. And he knows this. He's not dumb. He's a smart guy, and he's like just probably like pulling his hair out, probably like so close to just being like, just get in the damn car. Oh, your whole family's waiting for you. We just gotta go. But he kept it cool, and he just got there. And that's probably why he forgot to text and say, like, we're 5 minutes away, because he was probably just like, I just gotta get her there. I just gotta get her there. I just gotta get her there.
Like, oh, let's go somewhere else.
Yeah, like, oh, well, I think to Malibu.
He's gotten a lot smarter about the way he handles situations with the Kardashian family, too. Because
mm-hmm.
even the fact that he's like, I'm going to take 3 or 4 days in London by myself before I go to Greece.
Yes, very, very smart.
There's always so much drama with him on the family vacations.
How funny was it to see those flashbacks of him being like, I'm just leaving. I wish I would have never come. It's like,
I love that. Or do you remember, God, I think Scott. It was season one when Courtney like threw his things down the, like they had a balcony in their house.
Oh, I think that was like season two or three.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah. But in the beginning, and yeah. She was like, just like throwing things over. So funny.
He's like, what are you doing? So then he punched the mirror that one time in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. And then remember him and Rob were wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
So many. We're just
remember
going
when
down.
He, like, tried to stuff the $5 bill in, like, the waiter's yes. face?
Remember the name was Scott.
We love Scott.
I love Scott.
I love Scott.
So he gets Courtney to the restaurant, and she's genuinely surprised. But it wasn't, like, a huge surprise, because everybody was already kind of drunk when she got there, and they started eating.
It was such
but
a buzz.
Still, yeah, she still
so
seemed pretty happy about it. So
she's
good.
Just like, oh, hey.
I was really surprised.
I actually didn't know.
Maybe she's pissed,
happening.
Though, because she's like, you couldn't plan me a surprise birthday off camera.
I don't know. Maybe she did know about it.
That's true.
You know.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Before we talk about the boy drama on the show, Robin Brody, we want to remind everybody to go to iTunes and rate and subscribe to our Keeping Up with the Kardashians podcast on AfterBuzz. And give us 5 stars, please. Or if you don't, give us reasons why you're not. All the ratings that are on iTunes are from the previous seasons, not from us. So we would like you to rate us. And we love the comments you leave on YouTube. We read all
Come
of them.
You know you love judging people. We're asking you to judge us.
Bring it on. But yeah, just go to iTunes and you can download it and share it with all your family and friends. It'll be so much fun.
So much fun.
So let's talk about Rob.
Rob.
I feel bad for Rob because every time we've talked about Rob this season, it's been about his weight. But in our defense, that's his only storyline on the show.
It's kind of sad. Like, I've been seeing in the news, it was just in the news recently, a little news and gossip, but Adrian, his ex-girlfriend, member of the
Cheetah Girls.
Oh, I saw Raven Simone the other day. I was getting my nails done, and she runs into the nail salon, and like it was like super like
really?
Long line, and she was just like, oh, and like she like turns around and just runs out, and everybody was like,
Was that so Raven?
Like,
that's so funny.
It was really cool, you know.
I always forget that Raven was a Cheetah Girl.
She was a Cheetah Girl. And then she kind of quit the Cheetah Girls.
Yeah, but she has a... So Adrian has Rob's tattoo
on her.
On her ass.
Is it on her ass?
Yeah. And that's what she was saying in the... She was like, I have a Kardashian name on my ass. Don't do this, kids. But I know, because when we first were introduced to Rob, he was with Adrian, and he was like... really fit and was driven.
He was hot.
Yeah.
And he was in college and he was doing great. But it's funny because this is a little more news and gossip. Adrian, like, is in a talk show that actually airs, I think, after the Chris show. It's like a roundtable women's talk show. Like,
oh, really?
Kind of like The View. It's a new one. Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. Out. It's going up against Chris's show, kind of.
I think
right?
it is. Yeah. Yeah. And they got better ratings.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We'll save that for new yeah. gossip. We'll talk
so
about
Brody
that.
And Rob are kind of like hitting it off, buddy buddies. And I'm wondering, do you think, because obviously Brody's on this season more, I don't know if Rob and Brody really ever had like a tight relationship before this.
Oh, I don't
this.
Think they did at all.
I don't
all.
Think they did either.
We never saw Rob partying with Brody on the hills.
That's
Come
true.
On. Where was
That's
Rob?
That's valid. So they're, I mean, I kind of like their relationship. I think it's cool. But they're both kind of like...
Pity partiers?
Yeah, they're just like downers. They complain about everything.
It's like every time they cut to a scene with Brody, I'm just going to be like, oh my God, here it goes again.
My dad hates me. My mom hates me. Chris hates me. And Rob's just like, I'm fat. And that's all he says. So Rob convinces Brody to go to Greece and then backs out of Greece at the last minute. And so we find out when he's having this conversation with Lamar that it's because he feels like he is too fat to be seen in a swimsuit on vacation with his family, which nobody's... I mean, okay, there's a camera crew there. So valid point, because if there's a camera crew there, they don't know...
Well,
if you're,
and valid point, it's the Kardashians. They're going to be paparazzi taking pictures of you all the time.
But at the same time, it's not like you have to get in the water. It's not like you see Chris in a bikini.
But this is a... I mean, you do see Chris in a bathing suit in a little bit, but this is a thing. Like, it just... It's hard because, like, obviously, like, sex sells. Like, you want to see those girls. Like, TV wants to have those girls in bikinis, like, whatever. But, like, why couldn't they go somewhere else? Like, go on a ski trip? I don't know. Like, I just feel so bad for Rob because, like, that is his storyline. And that is, like, he's now known as, like, the fat brother.
But
like,
I think I really do genuinely think, and when he was having this conversation with Lamar, I thought that was a really touching moment. But I think he is depressed. I don't think it's... I think if he was just, like... Like, Chloe was even saying her weight's always fluctuated, and some people's weight just fluctuates. That's fine. But his body has gone through such an extreme change that I think it almost is brought on by depression, right?
I don't want to diagnose Rob by any means, but it's just so weird. Like, it seems like it happened so quick. Like, when he was on Dancing with the Stars, he was hot. He almost won. He was known for his booty and how he could shake it. And he looked great, and he seemed like, oh, my God. And, like, they're letting Rob shine. I loved him on Dancing with the Stars. And I was so excited to see him really start shining in the show.
But I feel like he hasn't worked out. They and just, it almost after that ended... Like, he could have, but this is why you also have to hand it to the girls, because anytime any one of them is, like, thrown to the spotlight, they take it and they run with it and they work with it, and it was almost like once that was taken away, Rob's been working on his sock line for forever.
Yeah.
You don't see him hopping on other projects after this happened.
Yeah.
And I think he really, if he wanted to, he could have made that happen.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta give it to Chloe, I know we were saying it while we were watching this episode, she has looked so damn good this season.
Yeah, but she's working hard
for
it.
And, like, she obviously, and I know she had to work. She worked her butt off when she got X Factor, and even though X Factor is done for her, she's still rocking it and looking hot and, like, doing her thing, which, you go, girl.
But even Kendall and Kylie are having this clothing line come out, and they're doing this stuff for Teen Vogue. They've got so much going on, too, that you almost don't feel bad for Rob, because it's like the rest of your family works so hard, and we just see him sitting on the couch eating, you know?
I don't know.
But I think Lamar gave him really good advice when he was like, being depressed is not being wrong.
Yeah.
It's a mental thing. And, I mean, we've seen Lamar be depressed on the show after all that stuff happened with the Lakers and then whatever that Texas team was called.
Remember, like, they had to, like, hide the candy from him.
Oh, yeah.
Dallas Mavericks,
there we go.
Whatever that Texas team is called.
I don't know anything about sports.
There's so much sports, not my fault. Forgive him, please.
Please forgive me. And so we've kind of seen him work through this, and him and Lamar have a good relationship.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be good, but we keep saying this. We don't know if Rob, because the show is obviously delayed a little bit, has Rob been back in the swing of things? Because there hasn't been a lot of, like, press about him.
Yeah, I haven't seen any photos or any. I would love to see what Rob is looking like. Maybe he's going to come out in, like, the last episode or something, and, like, it's going to be like, woo!
Transformation!
Or maybe he's going to go on his mom's talk show and, you know, show, like, the transformation he's done.
There you go.
There you go. Hey,
perfect.
I want to pitch that one. Call you, Chris Show.
We got some ideas. So it's kind of interesting, too, to hear Chloe and Brody talk about Rob being gone. Because Brody was upset, too, because they were supposed to be bros on the trip. And then Rob backed out. But to hear Chloe say, like, I get it if you don't want to be seen in a swimsuit. Because her sisters are just, like, born with naturally good... I mean, it's just...
They're tiny. Yeah, her
tiny
sisters
little
are
short
super,
girls,
super tiny.
So it's easier for them almost.
And her, like, younger sisters are, like, these, like, stick-thin models. And, you know, Chloe, I mean, I think they're all kind of embracing their curves, especially after, like, Courtney and Kim now have had babies.
Yeah.
Like, they're you know.
They're rocking it.
Yeah, they all look great. And I think, but I'm so happy now that Chloe doesn't see it as a negative thing, that she has, like, I think, like, the past year, she's really just kind of owned her body and owned herself. And it's a really good role model out there. Like,
oh, I
she
think
just
so
doesn't
too.
Let, like, the pressure from her family or from the media really, really get to her, at least from what we see. I'm sure.
And even
it does
now,
get to
even
her,
though she's like super in shape, she's still a curvy girl, but I like that.
Yeah, she looks great.
So Rob, you can do it.
You
it's okay.
You look great, Rob.
So now we've got to talk about Brody. Brody's storyline on the show, which I kind of feel a little bit bad for him because he, like we said, has been portrayed as just this whiny little girl.
I don't remember him ever being this
whiny on
the Hills.
He wasn't like this on the Hills.
He was like the suave hot guy.
I think on the Hills, too, he was the suave hot guy trying to get the girls. So probably being like, oh, my dad hates me. not a very good move. But so obviously we've seen him with this drama with Bruce, but now we find out that he never really had a relationship with Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And so Chris didn't invite him to Greece. And we find out at the end of the episode, obviously, that she's tried to reach out to him multiple times and he hasn't responded. And so that's why she didn't send out the invitation in the first place. But of course, Brody, and I think...
Isn't it funny? This is all like the central, you know, family unit here.
Uh-huh.
They have to send invitations to each other about family trips.
Yeah, but I mean...
Like, this is how crazy this family is.
But I think it's kind of... Their schedules, and they
yeah,
have like
it makes sense,
18
but...
huge celebrities in the family. So like they all have like their own empire kind of and
yeah.
together. So I get it. It makes sense. But I feel like Brody, we saw him a little bit on past seasons, not a lot. But I feel like if he wanted to come, why wasn't he on any of their other family vacations?
I mean, it's hard for me to believe that he didn't know about this trip. I know like for the show and whatever, like they have to like play it off that way. But like honestly, if... Like, he's signed on for the whole season. He's not just going to bail out of the last three episodes.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to be able to, like, film three episodes in Greece and just not have Brody be a part of it. I don't know. It just seemed...
Well, especially if Brandon and Leah were going to be there, too.
Yeah. And like, Brandon and Leah have just, like, blown up this
season. Well, and that's why I kind of feel a little bit bad for Chris, because why would she be like, you know what, Brandon, I'm going to invite you, but I don't like your little brother.
Yeah.
I don't think she's, like, a manipulative person like that at all.
No.
And she was kind of thrown under the bus, and... I think, wouldn't it be more Bruce's job to invite him? Bruce
yeah.
is his dad. Chris is the stepmom. Bruce should have came to Chris and said, hey, is Brody coming on the trip? But I almost feel like Bruce is the one to blame for this whole thing. Because I don't think it's necessarily Chris's job. You know?
Well, and I think it's more awkward to, like I'm sure, like, as a stepmom for Brody, like, she probably has reached out to him, but it's, you know, it's hard when he already has a mom who he was raised by, who he
yeah.
grew up with. And then, I mean, for Chris already has so many kids, and it sounds like the relationship stopped with Bruce. If he didn't have a good relationship with Bruce, how is he going to have a good relationship with
exactly.
Chris?
Exactly. And I think the difference between, like, Bruce and the Kardashian sisters... is that their dad died.
Mm-hmm.
So he took on that father figure.
Exactly.
Whereas I feel like Brody, I don't know what goes on with his... I've seen his mom a couple times on, like, the Hills and everything. But she got remarried, correct?
I think she did.
I think she did, too. And so I feel like that was kind of, like, Brody's family.
Mm-hmm.
And Bruce was almost like an uncle or something.
Yeah.
It's, like, the relationship they had. And now that he's older, he's trying to mend that, which is fine. But I feel like Chris is thrown under the bus. And even, like... Why was he not mad at his dad for not inviting him? That's what makes no sense to me. So then we find out that Chris said, like, you know what? I've reached out to Brody a lot in the past, and this is what she tells Bruce. Nobody gives me credit. She goes out of her way. She gets him an early ticket, and then to make sure he's not the only one there, she gets Brandon and Leah early tickets. And I feel like she's working really hard to mend this relationship, and I don't think he gave her any credit for it.
But this is the thing. When we saw them interact in that one time, she's cheersing people, and she barely... It's just like she walks right in between. I think it was Chloe and Brody, and she trying to cheers them both. She barely even looks, and then she's like, Chloe, I need you to do it again. You have to look me in the eye. And she just completely ignored Brody. It was awkward watching it on
yeah.
film.
See, but do you think it's because... Of Bruce, though, I kind of feel like everything that's happened, Bruce is to blame, because Bruce...
Bruce are alone.
I think Bruce, though, should have said to Brody, like, oh, you know what? Chris didn't invite you. Be like, can't talk. Bruce threw Chris under the bus in this whole situation, and I think Bruce should have said, like, you know what? She didn't invite you because you never respond.
I wish he would... I mean, it'll be interesting next episode when he does get there and see how he maybe tries to play peacekeeper between them or, like, that's mend this relationship. So, I don't know. I don't know. It's just... I agree. I think Bruce is somewhat to blame. But I think a lot of it is Brody's immaturity.
I think so, too, because I think he doesn't really have a lot going on. We don't really see him working. Like, we see Brandon and Leah doing their band. Him and Rob kind of have that in common. Maybe they should start a business together. But I feel like next episode, hopefully, we'll see Bruce and Chris and Brandon, or and Brody, maybe all three sit down together. Because I think that's what needs to happen.
Do you know what's, like, the great thing about this season, I think, so far, is that this entire season, I always want to root for everybody. There's not a, I don't think there's a villain in this season. Like, I like,
well,
because
it used to be Scott in every season.
And I love Scott so much.
He's our favorite villain.
He's not even a villain. He's my hero.
Well, I think this season especially has dealt with less fame issues and more family issues. And I like seeing that.
Yeah. It's nice to be able to, because you can relate to it more.
So I'm excited to see what's going to happen in the next two parts.
I know. It should be fun.
But before we do that, let's talk about some news and gossip.
Let's talk about news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, everybody. I got my little new news and gossip notebook.
You're so high tech. If you're listening, it's literally a notebook.
It's like super tiny.
I didn't even know they still made those things.
So I guess like the first thing we can really talk about is Chris's new talk show premiered this week on Monday, and it came out with huge ratings, and it was, people were really, really excited about it. And I thought, I watched the first episode and I watched the most recent episode. And I really liked it. I think she's banking off the right thing. She, you know, her first episode, she had both, Chloe and Courtney in the audience, and she kind of did this joke with this baby. She walks out on stage and she has this like newborn baby in her hands, and everybody is like freaking out. And it cuts to like Chloe and Courtney, and you even see their faces, and they're like, oh my God, mom, like, I can't believe you're actually like exploiting North like this. Everyone's like, oh my God, it's North. And she just walks over and hands it to her producer, and she's like, this is my producer's baby.
That's funny.
So it was kind of funny to see her doing that, and kind of to see her, you know, she's doing what she knows.
Yeah.
She's not ignoring the fact that she's famous because of her family.
I like that.
I appreciate that.
And I feel like the ratings with these shows, because they're giving it like a summer test run in LA.
Yeah, they're giving
it
8 weeks.
And then just like just some other state just went in.
I think it's in New York, LA, Detroit. It's in Charlotte. It's in, I think, Chicago. San Fran, I don't know. It's in a bunch of like major.
Because they did this with Bethany Frankel last year,
and the Wendy Williams show actually started this way too with Fox.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And that show is still on the air, so
I think it'll do good.
I hope it does. I do too. I hope it does. A couple of my friends work for it, so I really hope it does good. And I know people are like, some critics are like really, really ripping it apart. And like one critic even said, I saw this today, that Linda Stassi, who's a TV critic, she just tweeted. She says, does this bribe make me look fat? Kris Jenner just sent me a Tiffany pen with which to write her a better review next time. Shockingly wrong.
I don't think it's wrong, because I think the way the Kardashians have maintained their fame and success is by creating good relationships with everybody in the business.
Mm-hmm.
And you never hear anybody that actually works on TV say a bad thing about the Kardashians, because they always show up on time. They are always good in interviews. And I think that's how, I mean, that's how they do what they do.
That's how they're famous for being famous.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, good for her. Like, do what you gotta do, and, you know, why don't you send us Tiffany pens?
And it's not like the Kardashians are, I know, we'll take one. It's not like the Kardashians are ever, like, critics' picks. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
they're, because fans love them, that's why they're
They do. They love famous. To love them, they love to hate them, and, you know, that's what you are. Anyway, good luck with the rest of the run for your couple weeks, Chris. And, you know, hopefully maybe we can see you on our show.
That'd be fun.
We'll go on to your show, Chris. There was one more thing that when I was looking at the news and gossip today, that the season finale for season 8 is actually the 100th episode for Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
That's crazy.
So there are like rumors flying.
Is this just the Kardashians, or is this every Kardashian episode?
No, just the Keeping Up with the Kardashians. The 100th episode for Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Not like Courtney and Kim Take Miami and New York.
Because then we'd be on like 500. Yeah. But they're saying that maybe Baby North might be either like Kim going to the hospital, or that might be the cliffhanger, or she's actually might make an appearance on this episode, since it is the 100th episode. So maybe we'll get a glimpse Baby Nori. I don't know. Do you have anything going on?
No. Do you want to get some predictions?
Let's do some predictions. Let's do it.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I think that Lamar and Rob are going to surprise the family and show up in Greece.
I would love that.
Don't you think? Because I think Lamar is going to be like, you know what, Rob? We need to get you out of this depression. Let's bring you to your family.
But Lamar's still in the season. Maybe his team will lose and then he'll get to leave.
I don't really know what happens.
They lose. They don't win.
Okay, perfect.
The Miami Heat won.
Oh, good to know.
It's a really, really, really good playoffs. Spurs, Miami Heat. But, you know. I think Brody... I hope in my pride that by the end of this, I want at least two episodes of Brody not moaning and whining. It was like a little. So I think him and Chris might, you know, get over this hill of not getting along.
And then get drunk together, because I love when Chris gets drunk.
When Chris gets drunk, shit goes, things happen and it's funny.
Perfect. Where can they find all of you until next week?
You can find me on Twitter at KeatonM33.
And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Jason Eichler. And we will see you guys back in here next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.